his wife, but
yeah,
that fit pretty good.
Me all in all, that about the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And say a boy came home with a little lipstick or something on his collar, his little brother might get in there kidding and say, uh-huh, you've been
kissing that gal.
Yeah. Any other thing I might call that a niggle?
I don't know.
Would you ever call that smooching? Or?
I never heard that.
Never heard that?
No.
Mm-hmm. Or does spooning mean the same thing as that?
I don't know.
Did you hear that one either?
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, if say that the boy asked her to marry him and she didn't want to, what would, you know, and she wouldn't let him come over anymore, you'd say that she did what to him?
Still with him, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else that people might say?
I wouldn't know of nothing. Have any more meaning, I'm just through with you.
Yeah, shoot, you'd say she turned him down?
Yeah, say that, turned him down.
Mm-hmm. And if she didn't turn him down, then they'd probably get
back together.
Mm-hmm. And or they might go see the preacher and get, go see the preacher, the justice of the peace, and get him a license.
Mary?
Yeah. Any other names that people around here have for that?
Well, I don't know what they do. They might have an old nickname or something for it.
Yeah, is there any of those you think of?
No.
Ever heard them say hitched?
No.
Never heard that one?
No.
And think about a wedding for a minute. What do you call the man who stands up with the groom? In other words, you groom sometimes at a wedding in church, you have somebody standing with him. And what do you call him?
Well, it's mostly a father, ain't it?
Yeah.
He's the one.
And then what is it? Is there a name for him in the ceremony? Says that the men that stand there with the groom.
Well,
what about the girls that stand there with the bride? Any name for them?
I just wouldn't know. I've seen enough of it all to know, but I don't. This that, and the other, and later. Something like them bad. Boys, I don't know that'd be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those boys would be his best man. And
mm-hmm.
And then what would you call her once it with a girl? With a girl?
Bridesmaid?
Yeah, probably that. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you about this. Did they ever have a ceremony, say, after a couple got married, where they all kind of had a party, maybe, shot off some firecrackers and maybe sang to the bride in the groom? Did they ever have any kind of ceremony like that around here?
No.
Anybody ever around here ever use the term of chivalry?
Mm-hmm.
What about serenade?
Yeah. I've heard of that, but I never saw it.
You know what that meant?
Yeah, word? They just gang up around your house, make all the racket they can. Yon they go.
But you heard of that, but you never seen one.
That's right, I've heard it, but never saw it.
You figure that's something that's old.
Oh, yeah, that was like bird thrashing. We used to go bird thrashing.
Oh, what's that?
You get you a big light, bind a bird, you can either slap it down with your hand or get you a bush and knock it down.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Yeah, man, that used to be a big game. We didn't have nothing to play then, day and time but that.
And this serenade, is that something that usually happened to newly married couples?
Well, and during Christmas.
Oh,
around Christmas.
Let's see. I'll get you to say something else. Say that I came to your house, but the other day, and you weren't there. Say you were in Montgomery. You might say, well, you didn't see me because I was
out of town.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Now, say that somebody doesn't live here, but lives
next door.
Mm-hmm. Or say he lives at the Browns. You might say he lives